When you hear the word conspiracy, what comes right behind that word? Theory. And when you hear that word theory falling in behind the word conspiracy, one has to ask themselves, where did that word come from?
Okay. Yep. It
comes from the CIA-controlled media who have done their best to dummy you down into believing that all conspiracies are theories, when in fact, nothing could be further from the truth. Furthermore, you will find, as I'm about to show you, history will show that the corrupt media have in fact attempted to cover for them that are committing the crimes of conspiracy by attempting to discredit them that are exposing the conspirators. Conspiracy theory is a term that originally was a neutral descriptor for any claim of civil, criminal, or political conspiracy. However, it has come almost exclusively to refer to any fringe theory which explains a historical or a current event as the result of a secret plot by conspirators of almost power and cunning. According to Webster's 1828, the definition of the word conspiracy, a combination of men for an evil purpose, an agreement between two or more persons to commit some crime in concert, particularly a combination to commit treason or to excite sedition or insurrection. Furthermore, I want to show you that conspiracies are very scriptural. When you go to Jeremiah 11, verse 9, it says, "And the Lord said unto me, a conspiracy is found among the men of Judah and among the inhabitants of Jerusalem." As a matter of fact, well-respected Bible commentator Matthew Henry said of conspiracies, in Jeremiah 11, 9 in particular, "A conspiracy is found among them by him whose eyes is upon the hidden works of darkness." There's a combination against God and religion, a dangerous design formed to overthrow God's government and bring in the pretenders, the counterfeit deities. This intimates that they were willful and deliberate in wickedness. They rebelled against God, and not through incogitancy, but presumptuously and with a high hand. That they were subtle and ingenious in wickedness, and carried on their plot against religion with a great deal of art and contrivance. That they were linked together in the design, and as is usual among conspirators, engaged to stand by one another in it and to live and die together. They were resolved to go through with it. A cursed conspiracy. Oh, that there were not like that in our day. What the conspiracy was, they designed to overthrow divine revelation and set that aside, to persuade people not to hear, not to heed the words of God. They did all that they could do to derogate from the authority of the scriptures and to lessen the value of them. They designed to draw people after other gods to serve them, to consult them as their oracles, and make court to them as their benefactors. What follows are some of these most shocking modern conspiracy theories that turned out true after thorough investigation by our society, some through congressional hearings and others through investigative journalism. Many of these, however, were just admitted to by those that were involved in the conspiracy itself. The Dreyfus Affair. In the late 1800s in France, Jewish artillery officer Alfred Dreyfus was wrongfully convicted of treason based on false government documents and sentenced to life in prison. The French government did attempt to cover this up, but Dreyfus was eventually pardoned after the affair was made public, an act that is credited to writer Emile Zola. Friends, remember, this was all sold to you as a theory. The Mafia. This secret crime society was virtually unknown until the 1960s, when member Joe Valachi first revealed the society's secrets to law enforcement officials.
What does that mean in your terms? Agreeing yourself to kill him?
Oh, yes, son.
What was known was that organized crime existed, but not that the extent of their control included working with the CIA, politicians, and the biggest businesses in the world. Friends, remember, this was all sold to you as a theory. MK Ultra. In the 1950s to the 1970s, the CIA ran a mind control project aimed at finding a truth.
Did you know that the founder state constitutions were an average of only 5 pages nationwide? Did you also know that they focused more on the character of those placed in office more than the laws themselves? For example, Delaware constitutional requirements for men in office: I do profess faith in God, the Father, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, and in the Holy Ghost, blessed forevermore. How about Pennsylvania Constitution? I do believe in one God, the creator and governor of the universe, the rewarder of the good and the punisher of the wicked. And then over to North Carolina's Constitution: no person who shall deny the being of God, or the truth of the Christian religion, or the divine authority, whether of the Old or New Testaments, or who shall hold religious principles incompatible with the freedom and safety of the state, shall be capable of holding any office or place of trust or profit in the civil department within this state.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Christian ethic has provided the principles on which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly Mr. Bradley Dean. Hey, folks, I know you've heard this for years. You've heard it for decades. I've only been in ministry for going on probably 30 years now. Since 1995, there's the numbers. And interestingly enough, ever since I've been in ministry, this is all we've been doing. Did you hear what I said? This is all we have been doing. We're not here as only deceiving ourselves over here. We've been doing ever since the beginning, the inception of this ministry. We have been a doing ministry. We have been busy. We're out at the Minnesota State Fair right now, friends, and what an opportunity we have. 3.1 million people going through those gates. Again, we're the only ones out there doing what we're doing, friends. And again, we're not trying to be exclusive. We're just trying to be the ones that are willing to do it. As the Lord asked, who will go? Who has believed the report of the Lord? We have our hands raised saying, we believe the report of the Lord. Lord, send us. So with that, friends, we have been moving on and moving on. We're about a little over halfway right now at the Minnesota State Fair. If you're looking at social media platforms, sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com, subscribe. And or beforeitsnews.com, beforeitsnews.com. These are some of our radio listeners. These are our friends that are actually out in support of the cause concerning our reach out, our evangelical arm concerning what it is that we're all commanded to do as Christians. Again, if you look at Ephesians 4, 11, and 12, you will understand perfectly as to what I am saying. This is not like just somebody's calling, friends. It's all of our calling, because the objective is that Christ will be glorified at all costs. And again, what an opportunity that we have. The Lord said, pray not that there's yet 4 months before the harvest. He said, no, pray that the Lord would send forth laborers into the harvest field. He said, the harvest is white for. It's already ready to go. There's nothing to wait for, he says. And I'm telling you what, folks, that's been the experience that we've had out here at the Minnesota State Fair. If you're in the five-state area, please come out and see us. And with that, we are on the basement, the bottom floor of the Minnesota Grandstand. I think Def Leppard's playing there tomorrow night. And when they're done with the concert, by the way, all the concert goers, they have to come through the halls, and they get to see the
a booth right either going in or going out to see those concerts. That's just a heads up. But we're on the bottom floor, east end of the Minnesota Grandstand. This is year 16. 16 years we've been out here doing what we're doing. And I'm going to go ahead and get Stephanie on the phone here in just a moment. And I want you to listen to what it is that they're up against out there with the Minnesota State Fair. So without further ado, Stephanie, will you do me a favor? Because I've noticed that the kids, those that are out at the booth, the team members that are out at the booth, they're noticing something this year that they haven't noticed before. Can you go ahead and share just exactly what it is that I've been hearing from you guys after the Minnesota State Fair on a daily basis over the last 7 days now?
Right. So here we are at the fair, and our desire is to seek and save that which is lost. And with that, you get the whole different gamut. You get God lovers, God haters, atheists, Buddhists, homosexuals, whatever. But what we've noticed in particular a lot this year is we get a lot of professed, quote-unquote, Christians, and they come up to the booth, and they're like, oh, bless you. Oh, the courage. Thank you for being here. And they do absolutely nothing to lift a finger to try to help you in your mission to support what you do so you can continue to be here at the Minnesota State Fair. And so we've noticed a lot of, and I call them professors because we don't want to call them Christians when they're really not. And they come up and they wish you well. It's like, you know, it's like those that are hungry, if you say, oh, you know, I'll pray for you. It's like, well, give them food to eat. That's what they need,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, be warm, so be filled, but people, be on your way, right?
Exactly. We get a lot of that and a lot of thumbs up. And we had this guy just stick this little Jesus on this corner thing. And they're very, you know, they're the Christians, like, in the shadows, some of them. You know what I mean? They're professors. But, oh, are you a believer?
Yeah.
It's like,
timid.
Yes, of course we're a believer. We're standing here, you know, timid. Yeah. And then you get your lupus, you know, professors, too, where it's just like, I don't even want to have a conversation with this person because I know exactly where it's going to go. So we've been, and then you get, here's the deal. You get a lot of these guys come up, bless you, thank you. They don't do anything but just say, oh, well, keep on. In fact, I had a woman come up to me, and she's like, are you doing good here? I hope you're doing good. I'm like, well, you know, it's all right, but we're here, you know, giving the gospel message, and that's why we're here, so on and so forth. A lot of people, they'll just come up and say, oh, bless you, or thank you for doing what you're doing, and they walk away, and they don't support, they don't help in any way, shape, or form. And she's like, oh. She goes, okay, well, keep on keeping on. And it's like, lady, did you just hear a word that I said to you? But then on the other hand, and this is a really good lesson to learn, a guy walks up, got a beer in his hand, looks at the shirts, doesn't say nothing to us, we don't say anything to him, just let him look. Kind of looks, ponders a little bit longer, and then he grabs a shirt, resistance to tyranny is obedience to God, I think you already got it. He plunks it down the thing. And I'm like, cool, and I'm like, oh, here, I'm like, here, this is my husband's life story. And he's like, I already got it, read it, or something like that.
Amen.
So here's a guy who's clearly not claiming to be anything. He comes up. First thing he does is doesn't say any words at all. No bless yous, no keep on, no nothing. He just supports what we do, and he goes on his way, and he's getting the truth. And it's a good lesson to learn because a lot of times people say, well, I'm not going to go to church because look at all those professed Christians. It's like, listen, it was Catherine Booth who said a false witness on the behalf of Jesus Christ is the most mischievous traitor on the earth.
Amen.
Just because they say they're Christians doesn't mean they are. Just because I park myself in a garage does not make me a truck. So, like Jesus said, they honor me with their lips, but their hearts are far from me. You know, we got the tax collectors, the heathens. Those are guys that are going to enter the kingdom of heaven before these guys, the Pharisees and the religious people of the day. So it's a good lesson to learn, but I also want to say, on the other hand, for example, today we had a guy come up. He's like, oh, yeah, I listened to the radio show. Another one came up, this very sweet deaf couple, and I'm kind of thinking, oh, how am I going to do this? But I could read their lips, and they got a couple shirts, just a very sweet countenance about them. And you get people like that that come in that make it all worth it. So we're not going to be going to Mexico and teaching them Spanish. We're going to the highways and byways, and that's why we're here. That's where Jesus went, and that's where we're called to go. And I'll end with what Charles Spurgeon said. He said, you know, have you no desire for others to be saved? Then you're not saved yourself. Be sure of that.
Amen.
If you can't have a heart for these people that you see, then you're not even there yourself.
Yeah, it's like A.W. Tozer just said, if grace hasn't changed you, it's because you're not saved by grace. And what does grace lead us to? Well, if we've been saved by grace, we're going to go out there and do the same thing. But you cannot give what you do not have. And I think that's the problem with too many people. They profess to have what it is that they don't. So they're like clouds without rain on so many different fronts. But again, the opportunity is a positive one, regardless if we get to see the fruit or the harvest. The fact of the matter is you're always going to get these sort of people. But the great wonder is here is if there were truly 86% of the American people that claim to be Christian that were actually Christian, I highly doubt we'd be in the position that we're in today. So thank you, Stephanie. Minnesota State Fair Friends, grandstand, bottom floor, row 3, east end. Row 3, east end. I'm going to play something for you on the other side just so you can see for yourself the fruit of what it's like to be out at the Minnesota State Fair.
Join us this year for Content Christian Media Conference. Join hundreds of filmmakers, actors, screenwriters, podcasters, and authors during this five-day, five-star event. Come expectant and leave equipped as a content creator for the kingdom of God. September 22nd through 26th at Capernaum Studios in Poolville, Texas. Register today at ChristianMediaConference.com. That's ChristianMediaConference.com.
This is Sam calling from Minnesota. Are you tired of listening to radio show hosts, public speakers, do-nothing politicians, weak and effeminate men who do nothing but talk and talk about the issues we face in our country today, resolving nothing? So am I, and that's why I listen to Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty radio show. Bradley's message of hope and resolve is not only something broadcasted through the airwaves, but also something that he takes to the enemy's front door with a vehement passion. Believe me, I know. I've witnessed it every step of the way as his son for the last 18 years. I don't know about you, but in our country today, we need men now, more than ever, who are willing to take action and not hide behind the safety of a Facebook post from your fake name social media account. Bradley demonstrates his words through actions by preaching nationwide at churches, prisons, high schools, event centers, college campuses, and so much more. Step up to the plate and be the man or woman God called you to be and join Bradley Dean and others in this fight for our generation and future generations alike.
BBSradio.com.
Wisconsin Christian News, a 48-page national newspaper unlike anything you've seen before. Hard-hitting commentaries, politically incorrect, vital news and information you can't get anywhere else. Get a free sample copy. Email Rob at WisconsinChristianNews.com and mention the name Bradley Dean. Caution, side effects of this newspaper for liberals and evangelifish include, but are not limited to, uncontrolled fits of rage, weeping and wailing, and the urge to curl up in a fetal position in a safe space in your mama's basement.
Did you know that the University of Houston political science professors searched to find where the founding fathers chose their ideas? They assembled 1,500 writings from the era of the founders, and they researched for 10 years and isolated 3,154 direct quotes and identified the source of the quotes. Number one, 8.3% was quotes from Baron Charles D. Montesquieu. Number two, 7.9% was quotes from Sir William Blackstone. Number three, 2.9% was quotes from John Locke. And number four, 34% of their quotes came directly from the Bible. And when researching where Montesquieu, Blackstone, and Locke got their ideas from, they found that theirs came from the Bible as well. Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, 281-845-4704. We're going to hit a plethora of topics, but I want to show this to you first. 281-845-4704. Also wanted to let you know that if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. True that. What me and Stephanie were just talking about a moment ago, she's out at the Minnesota State Fair right now, is Jesus saying in Matthew 21, verse 31, to the Pharisees, those that profess to be the children of God, in fact, who are the children of the devil. He said unto them, verily I say unto you that the publicans, the tax collectors, And the harlots, the whores, the prostitutes, will go into the kingdom of God before you do. Matthew 21, verse 31. Just listen carefully, friends. She's highlighting the facts that we get all these people that profess to be something that they're not coming up to the booth all day long saying, keep going on with yourself. Praise God you're here. Oh, it's so awesome. Are you a believer as well? They become all bold talking about their faith that they can seal to the rest of the world when they're around us. And they wonder why the country's in the state that it's in today. I mean, that is insanity. It's called faith without works. Is dead, right? What does it profit, my brethren, though a man say he has faith and have not works? By the way, I don't do the works to get saved. I do the works because I'm saved. Okay? Can faith save him? If a brother or a sister be naked and destitute of daily food, and one of you say unto him, depart in peace, be warmed and filled, notwithstanding you give not those things which are needful to the body, what does it profit? Even so, faith, if it hath not works, is dead, being alone. Now here, on the other side of that, yes, a man say, thou hast faith, and I have works. Show me thy faith without thy works, Paul said, and I will show thee my faith by my works. That's how God is glorified, Matthew 5:16, right? Thou believest that there's one God? You do well. The devils also believe and tremble. But wilt thou know, O vain man, that faith without works is dead? Then he goes on and gives example after example. Yes, you see how then by works a man is justified and not by faith only. As a matter of fact, if you look at the demonstration of love, every show that I end with, I say 1 John 3:18. You know, it's interesting. George Washington, the said first president of the United States of America, his claim was and his slogan was deeds, not words. Well, you take that from James 2, 14 through 26 and 1 John 3:18. What is it? Well, 1 John 3:18 is, my little children, we are not to love in word, neither in tongue, but by deed and truth. Because when you look out through scripture, cross-check what I'm going to say to you next, you're not going to find Jesus saying to anybody with his mouth that he loved them. You're not going to find it. 281-845-4704. But folks, in the face of what's going on in the American church, what is their message? God loves you. Matter of fact, my son told me the other day when someone came up to the booth, he was just about as weird as they possibly could get. He looked at him and he noticed no one was around. He looked at him and he said, are you a believer? And my son looked at him and said, no. I mean, we got scripture all over. Folks, we're not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ, period. We don't take our faith hat off for people that don't like it. Too bad. Those are the people that we're called to love on, right? And then he looks at him and he says, you know, the Lord talks to me, just as weird as could be. And he said, yeah? He said, what's he saying right now? And the guy said to him, he goes, that I love you. Jesus is saying that he loves you. You know what, friends? You're not going to find that in Scripture. Did you hear what I said? Why? Because Jesus condemned it. He's the one that said, you honor me with your lips, but your hearts are far from me. But how prevalent is this today on the airwaves? Oh, the Lord's saying he loves you. The false prophets are saying, oh, I love you, my children. I love you, my children. That is not scriptural. You know, when you go to John 3:16, isn't it interesting? And I want to see if you catch this. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth, respondeth to what he did on his behalf. Take that over to 2 Corinthians 5:15 as well. But he said, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Do you understand, people, that love is demonstrating what's inside of your heart, not professing. Not professing. The love of God that's been demonstrated unto us, friends, is the demonstration of the Father's heart on our behalf by what he did through his Son, Jesus Christ, which was a demonstration and an act of love. 281-845-4704. Cross-check everything I'm telling you. 281-845-4704. I get so tired of people professing their love. Oh, and I love you here, and I love you that. No, we love the Lord. And then you see them step outside of the building, and they completely become a different person. Yeah, that's what we get to see at the Minnesota State Fair all day long. at church on Sundays, which is every Sunday at 9 a.m. Central Standard Time. It's interesting. I continuously talk about how hard it is to find those that actually practice what they preach, those that actually fear God, filial fear of God. And what am I talking about? King David said, when he prayed, he said, Lord, I'm a companion of all of them that fear the Lord and of those that keep his precepts. They're doers of the word and not hearers only. It's hard to find those people. I know that they're out there somewhere. I just haven't met a whole lot of them. And the ones that you think that you know are godly men that are around people maybe that we're affiliates with or we may know, many of them are not what they claim to be in front of your face or from the pulpit. Let me tell you, firsthand experience. I don't want anything to do with that. Okay? I don't want someone just acting this way and then being this in another way at a different point or in a different place. No, no, no. Sincere Christianity is who you are, and real character in who you are in Christ is who you are when you're alone, when no one's around. What do? That's really who you are. And you're either in Christ or you're not. It's just that simple. But anyways, I'm saying all that to come all the way around again. And I was highlighting what Stephanie is experiencing and my son is experiencing and other team members down there right now are experiencing all day long. Here, I want to say this too. We don't even make enough support at the Minnesota State Fair to pay for the booth, to pay for the tickets, pay for the parking, pay for the hotel rooms. As a matter of fact, we're completely upside down. I just want to tell you. We're upside down. But yet, we're the only ones there. Why do you do it? Because it's not about the money. It's about the opportunity that the door, the Lord opened. And when he opened the door to be in there, to do what nobody else was willing to do, we stood up and said, Lord, we'll make it work one way or another. And it's exactly what we have done since day one. Listen, if you're going to be a faithful preacher of the word of God and you're in it for the money, then you're in the wrong business. But I want to say on the other side of that, when people have the means and they don't help you, and they just come up to you like we hear all day at the Minnesota State Fair saying, oh, bless you, brother. Oh, we love you guys. Oh, we're so happy you're here. And then turn around and walk away. And then they go over to another booth where they're making $10,000, $15,000 a day selling Vikings jerseys. No joke. They love the Lord so much that they serve their idols at every given opportunity. And the Lord condemns that. And they'll buy a $700-$800 football jersey. No joke. And yet they were just over at the booth talking about how much they loved the Lord. And then they tell us to be filled and be warmed. And then they turn around and they go over and drop $700 or $800 on a football jersey. I mean, that's insane. That's pure hypocrisy. Most people say, well, that's why I have nothing to do with it. I want to tell you the very reason you don't do it is the very reason that I do it. The very reason that most people don't do what we're doing is our opportunity to do it. That is how the Lord is glorified. As a matter of fact, if it wasn't for the Lord sending somebody to do it for me at the Minnesota State Fair over 25 years ago, 30 years ago, I wouldn't be there right now. I wouldn't be on the radio right now. So do you understand the purpose of why we're there? The Lord is looking for faithful witnesses. The Lord is looking for doers of the word and not hearers only deceiving themselves. One of the things that we get very little of is the feedback. And I'll tell you what, it's very frustrating. And I've told my wife 100 times, when you go out into the country, you can ask the kids after they plow, the farmers plow the soil. You know, you ask the kids, what sort of a harvest are they going to bring forth? And the kids will say, well, it depends upon the seed the type of seeds that are being planted. Right. So we're going to see the full harvest and we're going to know exactly what sort of seeds were planted in the springtime in harvest. Right. And they say that's exactly right. The hard part in ministry is you don't always get to see the seeds that have been planted. You don't always get to see the harvest. That's the hardest part about ministry for me. But I'm going to come on the other side and I'm going to show you a video and play some audio for you concerning one lady that brought it to us, unbeknownst to us. It was a pleasant surprise. We'll be right back.
So, you want to make a difference, but you don't know where to start.
You've been listening to the Sons of Liberty radio show and have been thinking, there are so many others who need to hear this message as well, but you just don't know how to reach them. Well then, this is the perfect time for you to stop thinking and start doing. It's time to schedule an event in your community with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty. It's easier than you probably think, and the impact can literally be life-changing for those who attend. So, don't wait. If you want to learn more on how to schedule an event with Bradley Dean, then give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. And together, we can make a difference in our world today.
Your love of liberty, your respect for the laws, your habits of industry, and your practice of the moral and religious obligations are the strongest claims to national and individual happiness. President George Washington. He goes on and says, "You do well to wish to learn our arts and our ways of life, and above all, the religion of Jesus Christ. These will make you a greater and a happier people than you are. Congress will do everything they can to assist you in this wise intention." The son of liberty, Samuel Adams, said, "Let ministers and philosophers, statesmen and patriots unite their endeavors to renovate the age of impressing the minds of men with the importance of educating their little boys and girls, inculcating in the minds of the youth the love of their country, of instructing them in the art of self-government, and in short, of leading them in study and practice of the exalted virtues of the Christian system."
Join us this year for Content Christian Media Conference. Join hundreds of filmmakers, actors, screenwriters, podcasters, and authors during this five-day, five-star event. Come expectant and leave equipped as a content creator for the kingdom of God. September 22nd through 26th at Capernaum Studios in Poolville, Texas. Register today at ChristianMediaConference.com. That's ChristianMediaConference.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are positively impacting the future of this country that we all appreciate so much. If you've not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty today. Please call 1-866-233-0747 or go online at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Hi, I'm State Representative Walter Hudson from Minnesota. As a public servant, I face constant pressures that threaten to pull me away from my core values. That's why I turn to Bradley Dean and his ministry through the Sons of Liberty radio show. They're one of the only media outlets that truly challenges me to stay rooted in God's word while fighting for liberty and justice in our government. Tune in Monday through Saturday at 2 p.m. Central Standard Time for hard-hitting truth that inspires action. Visit sonsoflibertyradio.com to listen now.
BBSRadio.com.
Well, I guess that's why they call it talk radio, right? Oh, my goodness. You know, the payday for us, honestly, it's something that Paul talked about, how he gloried in them. He gloried in those that were saved. That was his fruit. That was his labor. And that's what he desired to see. And one of those things I want to show you and I want to share with you is a lady that came up to Stephanie just this last week.
And she came up to her, and this is the kind of stuff that makes it all worth it. And I'm talking about testimonials of people, because folks, after being on radio for 25 years, after doing 365 public high schools, literally reaching millions of people through the major networks, and the list goes on, and articles, and we've been doing these, so on and so forth. You know, my testimony isn't, hey, how cool is Bradley Dean? My testimony isn't me elevating myself to be, you know, the most popular guy out there. That's not going to work the way that we're being censored anyways. And I'm not going to change that because they're censoring. I'm going to deal with that when I get the opportunity. But I do it because of the fact that you don't always see what it's always about. Someone's getting the word. And it doesn't matter how the seed's planted. It's the Lord that does it when he does it. And I remember a prophetic dude came up to me, and I'll never forget this. He said, you have hundreds of thousands of spiritual children. And what he was talking about, people that I had the opportunity to be a part of where the Lord used me to plant seeds into their life. And I knew what he said was right. Because, you know, again, that's one of my greatest frustrations between me and the Lord is we just don't always know what the harvest looks like, but you'd like to see it. And going back full circle to the end of the last segment, the hard part about it is the farmer, if somebody said, Bradley Dean, if you could do what you wanted to do, what would it be? I'd be a farmer. I'd absolutely be a farmer. Why? Because it would be between me and the Lord. And when I plant, I get to see the harvest every single year. There's a satisfaction in seeing all of this, right? So going back to what I was going to say now, besides the fact that I would be a farmer, no doubt about it, hands down. Hands down, I'd be a farmer. But going back, I think the hardest thing for me is the fact that being in ministry, in a sense, you are a farmer. You're sent out into the fields on the behalf of the husbandman. And it's just not always easy to see the fruit of what you're doing, but this is the opportunity that we recently had. So I want to share that with you, and I want you to watch it, sonsoflibertymedia.com, beforeitsnews.com. And if you're listening to us through one of our affiliates, absolutely, you're going to hear everything I want to share with you. You just don't have the visual. 281-845-4704. After this, we're going to get to some of these topics that need to be hit before the end of the show. 281-845-4704. Listen to this lady that had come up to Stephanie just a couple days ago at Minnesota State Fair 2025. This is awesome.
I just wanted to say thank you for doing your Virtue Series CD. And I want you to know how many lives that has touched. And maybe you haven't seen the CD go out in a while, and it's probably been 20 years, at least since I... No, PS 28, so 25 years. I have had no less than 20 girls listen to this CD. They have all expressed to me how this has changed their lives. And just literally the weekend of August 1st and 2nd, I had another 15-year-old girl listen to this CD. You have to redo this CD in modern day times when you're not explaining about payphones, because they don't totally understand that anymore. But it has really, really touched a lot of people's lives, including mine.
Amen. So, folks, that's why we do what we do. It's about the people. It's not just the kids. I don't know why people try to keep categorizing us in, or pigeonholing us into saying, well, you guys just do the high schools. No, we do churches. We do colleges. Dude, I've been on Fox News, CNN, MSNBC. I was on the front page of New York Times. I mean, where are you people been? We were the number one pick for the tea parties, the number one speaker across the country during that particular time. I mean, folks, I don't know where people get that from, but my heart is for the young people the same way that our forefathers, their heart was for their posterity. Read the preamble to the U.S. Constitution. Again, you'll understand perfectly as to why they sacrificed themselves, because they wanted to make sure that their children had a future and a hope. And that includes the big kids, too, the older kids as well. Matter of fact, many of the listeners to this show were their favorite show, and they're in their 70s and 80 years old. Why? Because they understand the old-time gospel. You understand? Not this modern nonsense and these heresies that are being preached from these hirelings across the pulpits or across the country in the pulpits, John 10:12. So anyways, with that said, friends, sonsoflibertymedia.com. We're on the bottom floor at the Minnesota Grandstand. Again, Grandstand, bottom floor, row 3, east end of that Grandstand. Okay, I want to highlight a couple things here. And did I get to what I wanted to talk about again today? No, I got to what we needed to talk about today, Romans 8:14. But with that, do you guys realize that in Germany right now, we're moving over now, hitting a couple topics here. Did you know that in Germany right now, Muhammad becomes the most common name among welfare beneficiaries in Germany? Did you know that in America alone, over 96% of all of those that are coming from the Middle East that would be named Muhammad are on welfare? Or is it 93%? Forgive me. 93% of all of them coming in from the Middle East are on welfare. Doesn't the Bible say something about 2 Thessalonians 3:10 that if you don't work, you don't eat? Yep. What are they doing, folks? Corruption within the halls of government in America are alluring them over here to do and to basically bring forth something called Cloward Piven. And if you don't know what that is, that means break the financial system. That's what they're trying to do. That's why you're seeing all day long, well, they're creating this fiat money out of thin air and telling you that we're $36 trillion in debt. Folks, do I believe that? No, I don't believe a whole lot of what we're told. No, because everywhere you go, folks, what do you see? You see them building brand new buildings, brand new apartment buildings, brand new corporate buildings. Folks, if we're as poor as they want you to believe we are, I'm just kind of curious, who are they working for? Do you understand? And folks, we have to get this right. But again, making the point that the number one, the most common name among welfare beneficiaries in Germany is Muhammad. And again, they're working real hard to make that happen here in America as well. They're telling you that. They're telling you this. One of the things that I wanted to highlight as well, I highlighted this yesterday, and I wanted to bring it forth again, just in part. I don't want to get into the whole gist of it, but it's interesting, this alleged school shooter in Minnesota here, he's a boy that was on drugs because he was transitioning from a boy to a girl. And I want you to all understand this very important point that I'm going to make next, because it's one that I continuously reiterate, and why people shy away from this, I have no idea. This boy that allegedly did the shooting, and am I questioning the narrative? Oh, I question every single narrative, because after it comes out, the politicians have their say, and then what happens is people are going around what was said concerning the facts, and then they're dissecting the truth of the matter, and 9 times out of 10, it comes out completely opposite as the way that we were told by the mainstream media. Here, case in point, let me just go back to September 11th. Just seen a brand new video this morning. I don't know why it's taken Americans 24 years to figure it out. But 50% of the people after September 11th in New York protested the government because they said the government was in fact responsible for those two buildings falling. Okay? Did you know that all the debris of those two buildings that were brought down through detonation, over 150 eyewitnesses from the police and the fire department, they all said it was detonation, that they blew the building down from the bottom up. Okay? I'm saying that for the very purpose, friends, that what was released today in the first time that I noticed it, and it was brought forth concerning the information most people didn't know, did you know that all the debris from those two buildings that fell out, did you know that the FBI, the foxes in the chicken coop, did you know that they took all of that debris and they shipped it over to China instantaneously? You know why? Because they didn't want you to find out the facts that building was cut down, and it was brought down by bombs, right? Again, this is common sense. I have yet to find anybody that believes the narrative that they've been sold. But what was sold today to us, and this information was withheld from the American people for, again, 24 years, as I said. Did you know that the alleged airplane engines, right? Because they couldn't find any parts of these airplanes that allegedly hit the top of the buildings. Did you know that? The only thing that they found of the airplanes were two engines. And did you know that both engines didn't line up with neither one of the types of aircraft that were allegedly used to hit the buildings? He said whoever it was within one of these agencies, he said what they did is they made the biggest mistake that they could have possibly made, because what in fact happened is they dropped off the wrong engines on the streets. But again, you have pictures of the FBI giving you this narrative. Here, furthermore, do you know that the FBI has changed the narrative how many times over concerning September 11th? How many times over concerning Mandalay Bay? How many times over with Ruby Ridge in Waco, Texas, in Oklahoma? No, folks. You have to, you get it, right? I know you do. These people are foxes overseeing the chicken coop to make sure it doesn't get out. Same thing happened with the Boys Town incident with the Franklin cover-up case concerning the pedophile stealing children from those orphanages. Okay, the FBI oversaw that, and they did the killing concerning the people that were there exposing the crimes. But I'm saying all of that because it's nothing new here. And when we go back to this alleged shooter, right, I'm asking the question, because we should question the narrative, as I said, Jeremiah 11:9. The question is this. Did anybody actually eyewitness somebody doing the shooting? I want to know. Did anybody see the shooter shoot? Because I know that with the shooting in Florida, the teachers that saw the shooter said that they looked like the police. Did you know that? And did you also know that out of 70 cameras, only 2 of them were released to the public? Folks, I'm going to bring you back to that point in just a moment. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. This is Bradley Dean from the SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, broadcasting live Monday through Friday at 2 to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time, as well as Saturdays from 1 to 3 p.m. Founded back in 2004, BBS Radio TV stands as a trailblazer in remotely engineered broadcasts over the Internet. BBS ignited the new media revolution, offering a powerful platform for vital voices such as ours and alternative perspectives that mainstream media often silences. The Sons of Liberty's BBS live broadcasts spans into 46 countries and streams into 200 of the world's largest internet broadcast stations, with on-demand syndication across all major social networks and podcast platforms. The visionary twin brothers Douglas and Donald Newsom crafted over 100,000 radio and web TV episodes for more than 1,000 satisfied clients. BBS Radio.
Don't have a place to go to church on Sunday? Then come join us at the Sons of Liberty and Bradley Dean. For many people, finding a home church that preaches the gospel in accordance with the scripture can be difficult. Many churches today have become self-help centers and very humanistic, without pointing their finger to Christ and the cross that all genuine Christians must bear, just as our Lord did. If you are looking for a church that preaches the truth without compromise from the inherent Word of God and the power of the Holy Spirit, then look no further than joining us every Sunday at 9 a.m. Central Time on the Sons of Liberty Radio, live on Rumble.
Hey there, this is award-winning international journalist Alex Newman. We live in a world dominated by fake news, lies, manipulation, and it's just out of control, folks. Our country is in big trouble, our churches, our families. We need honest journalism today more than ever. And that's why I founded Liberty Sentinel Media. I hope you'll visit us today at libertysentinel.org, where you'll get access to exclusive content exposing the threats to our faith, family, and freedom while equipping you to fight back. Go to libertysentinel.org today.
Wisconsin Christian News is a nationally distributed, real printed newspaper that takes on the tough issues of our day. And we don't waste time with nonsense. We have some of the best red pill writers in the country, including Bradley Dean. And we tell you the truth you need to know. It's unlike anything you've seen before. Email us to get your free sample copy. Go to WisconsinChristianNews.com. Also, watch our TV program every Tuesday at 5 p.m. Central at WCNTV.net.
President Franklin Roosevelt said, "We cannot read the history of our rise and development as a nation without reckoning with the place the Bible has occupied in shaping the advances of our republic." Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. So I am on my last segment here, 281-845-4704. And I was just highlighting this alleged shooter, and I'm saying alleged, folks, Because it's kind of funny how they just all conglomerated instantaneously. All of those, namely Tim Walz, who's under over 50 investigations. Did you hear what I said? Keith Ellison, on tape, busted, talking about how he was going to take care of those that would investigate feeding the children fraud, where 46 Muslims were used to commit the act. And it's interesting how Keith Ellison said on tape exactly what he was guilty of. And then we have Amy Klobuchar, who's busted for what? Massive voter fraud and funneling money into her campaign. And after this alleged shooting took place, all of a sudden, I'm not saying the shooting didn't happen, I'm saying the guilty party questioned the narrative. That's what I'm telling you. But what's interesting, it was all three of those that jumped on the bandwagon to say, we need to stop. We need to stop this. We need to get rid of the guns. Notice how the guns that they're using are always the ones that they need to drive their narrative. Have you noticed that? Okay, so anyways, I'll get to that in a moment. Go back to this said tranny, this boy that wanted to be a girl. No such thing. Deuteronomy 22, verse 5. They're abominable, is what they are. His mom is a teacher. Are you ready for this? This is why I say always question the narrative. Did you know that his dad has worked for 29 years as a top-level CIA DOD contractor? Anybody noticing this reoccurring theme? I said this said Tran, as they call them, this boy that wanted to be a girl that allegedly shot these kids, his dad has worked for the CIA as a top-level CIA DOD contractor for 29 years. You starting to understand why we're... You starting to understand, friends, why we're being censored here? 29 years. There's this reoccurring thing with the CIA and the FBI and the DOD. Folks, let me say it again. The bottom line is, Mengele, when he said he was a high-level SS officer under Adolf Hitler that's responsible and was responsible for committing heinous crimes against his own people, he's the one that said, listen carefully, the more that we do to you, he was telling the people of Germany, the less you believe it's us doing it to you. This is why I say question the narrative. Here, the important part is last night, is the first thing I started to think within myself is, and question myself, was anybody there that actually seen him do the shooting? And I told you yesterday that one of my acquaintances that I was on the phone with, it just happened to be his wife that was the teacher in that classroom, and it just happens to be his daughter that was in that classroom that had shrapnel in her hand. So it happened. But doesn't anybody think it was kind of odd the way that the whole press conference was just in? Folks, the FBI had their bad guy. They had all the information. They had all the gun registration in the background. They had everything that they needed instantaneously. You know, here's another thing for you. One of the pictures that they're using concerning this school shooting in Minnesota is a woman taking her shoes off running down the street. I thought that was a little odd. How did the press know that there was a school shooting? How did they know so quickly to be there to take pictures like that? It kind of reminds me of when Neil Armstrong said that he was the first man to walk on the moon, and yet he was being filmed the whole time. Did anybody ever ask the question as to who filmed that little capsule that was allegedly falling down on the planet, namely the moon? How did they film the little capsule falling down and taking off? See, this is what they catch us on. People need to stop and think. By the way, Stanley Kubrick admitted the moon landing as fake because he was the one that actually filmed it before he died. A lot of CIA agents do this too. They carry this guilt with them their whole life, and then on their deathbeds, they begin to divulge information concerning what really happened. Well, Stanley Kubrick was one of those too. We got to pay attention to what's going on here. That press conference and them going after the guns was their first objective, friends. It was their first objective. And who is it coming from? Those that have been doing everything in their power to basically break down the police force by 40% in the state of Minnesota. Those that have been busted in scandal after scandal after scandal after scandal after scandal. When are the 5.9 million people going to stand up and lawfully hold them accountable? That's what needs to happen. Okay. So again, let me just reiterate the point that the boy that allegedly did the shooting that wanted you to think he was a girl, his daddy just happened to be a top-level CIA DOD contractor. So don't sit there and tell me about how it's not happening, because it's happening, friends. It's happening. I also wanted to bring this up, and I want you to check it out, because it's something I just said, and I always want to back up everything I say with fact, okay? Listen to this one, folks. This is going back to September 11th. This is the reason we question the narratives. And by the way, when you look at September 11th, nobody has profited from September 11th and them two buildings falling more than your government. Don't ever forget that. Don't ever forget that, okay? Check this out. Here's an FBI agent taking a picture of an alleged engine from an airplane that fell from one of the buildings.
Found was the engine on Murray Street, and the engine on Murray Street has been identified as either a CFM-56, CFM stands for Senecma, the CF-6, which was a 7.6 engine.
John Lear, this is who this is, John Lear.
Developed out of the CFM-56, but whichever one it was, the CF-6 or the CFM-56, it had to be General Electric. And unfortunately, or fortunately, United Airlines used strictly Pratt & Whitney. So that engine that you see flying off, and that engine they say is from 175, isn't from 175, because the guy's whose job was to dump it off there dumped off the wrong engine.
Dumped off the wrong engine. Wow. Wow, now we see that those that the media has been accusing concerning September 11th for the two buildings falling, again, here's the FBI. They had all of the guys already rounded up, which, by the way, many of them are still alive today, who said they had nothing to do with it. But they had them on the front page of the paper, closed. Folks, case closed. That's amazing. It reminds me of Osama bin Laden. They just find him out in the middle of the cave. Nobody can get to him, but CNN can do an interview with him out in the middle. Folks, when are you going to figure out that you're being played by a bunch of ill-designing, cunning, insidious devils is what they are? And they must be brought to justice by you, because they're not going to do it. They're not going to do it. Hey, folks, let judgment run down like water and righteousness like a mighty stream into the camps of the enemies of the righteous throughout the United States and throughout the world. Lord, that you would rise up on the behalf of the righteous and show yourself strong and set your face against the wicked. Expose them, put them in a corner, Father, and cause them to be held accountable for their crimes in this life by the righteous in the land. Because the righteous are in the land. We just need to come together and, again, hold them accountable for their crimes. There's too many networks, friends, of these fools that are just going along saying that they're doing their job. When all the well know, friends, they're not doing their job. They're expendable. They just haven't figured that out yet. They don't know anything about history. Just like our friend Alex Newman said, I try to tell these dummies, hey, it's just a matter of time when they don't need you anymore. Guess what they do to you? Alex Newman said, yeah, they line them up on the wall and shoot them. Yeah, because if they'll commit traitorous acts against their own people, the bad guys are saying, how can we trust them? Line them up. Yep. Folks, the only way the bad guys do what the bad guys do is because some idiot's doing it for them. It's that simple. It really, truly is. The only reason the bad guys are doing what the bad guys are doing is because some fool is doing it for them. And isn't it interesting how they have us, the bad guys, have us fighting each other rather than the people coming together under the umbrella of the Lord, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, and letting the Lord dispel our enemies so that we can rightfully deal with them. Folks, that has been out there in the light for a long, long time. We know who they are. The people just need to come together concerning their faith and go and take it a step further than mere their mere profession. Because as it says in Titus 1:16, what does it say? They profess that they know God, but they're abominable. They're disobedient, and unto every good work, they're reprobates. No, let's get this right, because we have the time today to do the right thing, so let's do it. Love you by what we do. See ya.